of praying. If he has not gone to stage of a rati, and he has crossed all the namaprat, sevaprat offenses, and he has crossed lay, bikshet, apatiprati, krasai, and rasasa, he must go cross this. What is this? Lay. No taste in hearing. And when he hears Harikatha, powerful Harikatha, then he began to sleep. And thus he sleeps. He tries to hear from energetic way, but he cannot. This is called lay. Bikshe, when he is chanting, remembering. Or so many.
Distraction
comes and disturbs. This is called bhikshe. When you, especially when you remember in the morning and in the evening your Guru Mantra, all Gayatris, especially at that time, you will see that you are slept, or you will see that oh, so many of things are coming here. This is called bhikshe. Apratipatti, you want to chant one lakh Harinam, and one day you did, and next day you become ill. You cannot do. You want to associate, but so many things will come that you will not be able to associate. So these are apatiprati. And then?
Kosai.
What kosai? If you have done something, impression, good or bad, they will come and affect you. Kashaya. And Rasasvad. When you are chanting and remembering Harikatha, oh, worldly so many things will come that you will be absorbed in that. So many will come and give you so much respect. And they have given respect so much, and they have promised that they will give so much donation to you, and then you will say, oh, very good. And then you will forget all these things, Harikatha and chanting and remembering. He has crossed this stage, and after that some are more. What? There are something, Sukruti Uttha. Anartha, duskruti uttha anartha, bhakti uttha and aparad uttha. What is that? They are duskruti uttha. You want to chant and remember to associate. But that very day, you will be impure. Especially with ladies. They cannot associate. Headache will come so much. You will have fever something. And so unavoidable circumstances will come that you cannot. Knowing you know that I should associate, but you cannot. By past impressions. So this is what?
Duskriti.
So many sins you have done. And they will, you will have to test these things. So they will come. But don't be disturbed by this. After that, Sukruti Uttha, and so much praise, money, and everything will come. You don't want even, they will come. So many disciples will come, and some will make so many problems, and so many things will come by Sukruti Uttha. Sukruti Uttha means we have done in past so many things that they are coming automatically. If you are affected by them, then you will lose bhakti. Then Bhakti Utta. Not pure bhakti here. Apara bhakti means Sangha Siddha or Arop Siddha bhakti here. Means mixed bhakti with karma and jnana. Like in Gita it has been told that ki tumi ja kuchu karo jat karoshi jadashnasi jajjuhoshi tat kudosham adarpanam. This is karma nishya bhakti. Jnana nishya bhakti brahma bhuta prasannatmano shojitna kangchati. These are so by doing so, something will come. And you cannot avoid. You can avoid them only by practicing Harinam, chanting and hearing very powerful Harikatha in association of very bona fide Guru. So, aparadutta, you have done any aparad unknowingly, knowingly, you will have to test the fruit of this. Don't do any aparad. So a man can go up to a stage of rati. And if he has done like this any aparad, he will have to test the fruit. Even in a stage of a smell can come that at that time. So bhava bhakta should be very careful of these things. You know that once Rupa Goswami was so much absorbed in his Krishna Leela remembering. And he saw that Madhumangal was doing something and Krishna was laughing. And all the associates were, friends were laughing. No? Then Rupa Goswami also laughed in his transcendental body. But at the same time, a lame bhakta of Madhyam Adhikari, he was there. And we thought that all are criticizing me that I am so much lame. And so that is why seeing me and he is laughing. He could not think that, oh, he is in trance and he is laughing there. Why laughing? That once Keshi Daitya in the shape of horse came and he was so much doing what?
Neighing. So much.
Very dangerously. And he was seeking Krishna. He had heard from Krishna, from Kamsa, that Krishna is my enemy. I want to finish him. So go and finish him. If any black person, oh, age of 13 or 14, very beautiful, but he is black collar. Very beautiful. And he would take a fruit on his lips, smiling always, and peacock feather here. And he will stand in threefolded way. Then you should think that he is Krishna and you should finish him. He went and he was searching. In the meantime, Madhumangal told Krishna that you are so much favorable in gopis and they gave you, used to give you laddu and all other things. Because fruit is on your lips, you have cock feathers, peacock feathers, and your yellow claws. So if you will give me and take my all these things, then anyone will not care for you. And they will give all laddu and all delicious things to me. Then Krishna told that we can change each other. And then at once they changed their clothes, everything. And in the same time, Keshi came. And he saw that, oh, he is Krishna, especially. And he attacked with his left
hind legs.
But he was fortunate that only air came to him. And he fled. Oh, Krishna, save me. So, seeing this, Rupa Goswami in his turns, he laughed. But lame Khanji Krishnadas could not
understand.
He thought that, oh, he's laughing, seeing me ugly. And he went back. Rupa Goswami was unaware of this fact. But now his chanting was not okay. Always disturbed. He told to his Gurudev or elder brother, Sanatana Goswami. He told, I am searching the reason. And he at once invited all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. And he told Jiva Goswami to give invitation, that bring, tell them that Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami are calling you for feast. All came but
except
that lame Krishnadas. He told to Jiva Goswami, I will let go. He is not giving proper respect to any pure Vaishnava. So I will not go. So he went to Jiva Goswami and told to Sanatana Goswami. Or Sanatana Goswami told that I have now understood that where this Vaishnava Parad has been done. Unlearningly with yet. And he went with Rupa Goswami to that lame Krishnadas and he fell flat there. Rupa Goswami told that I don't know what offense I have done, but I have done some offense, so excuse me. Then he also fell flat on the Rupa Goswami lotus feet. He told that I went to meet you, but you ignored me and you laughed seeing me, and that is why I returned back. Then Rupa Goswami told that real story of trance, and then he was so he was respectful. I have done offense in your lotus feet. And thinking him guilty, he began to apologize again and again. So both Sanatana Goswami told that you should embrace each other. And then embrace, then both wish. So you should not do any offense in, and you should not think that he is in my Gurudev line, and all are not Vaishnava. I am only of ISKCON. I will follow only ISKCON. I will not give honor to any sect, though he is Vaishnava. We should not think. I am in Narayan Maharaj. I am in the line of Puri Maharaj. I am in the line of this. Anyone is pure Vaishnava. We should try to give honor. We are all in God family. We should not criticize anyone if we want to pure bhakti. So these classes of what I am telling, the pure Vaishnava is above all these things. They have no caste and creed. They only see whether he is Karishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari only. Not that he is in this, he is sectarian, this is sectarian, and this sectarian. They had nothing to do with all these things. No? So he cannot make any offense. Rupa Goswami has not done offense, but unwillingly it has been done. But yet he showed that we should not do in dream also all these things. So such a person is Madhyam Adhikari. And we should associate with him. So if Uttam Adhikari is there are symptoms. What symptoms? Abhartha Kalatam, Shakti Abhartha Kalam, अवत्यकालत्वं विरक्तिर्मानि शून्यता आशा बंध मुत्कंठा नाम गाने सदा रुचि. नाइन सेंटेंस विल बी देयर. सो ही इज उत्तम अधिकारी. कमिंग फ्रॉम साधन भक्ति टू अभास ऑफ शब्द सम्प्लेंस ऑफ भाव नो प्रेम ऑल आर मध्यम अधिकारी. बट वन इज साधक वन इज रति हैविंग रति एंड अनदर इज हैविंग सम आभास ऑफ प्रेम दैट इज रति. देन ही इज टेलिंग यस डू फ्रेंडशिप विथ भक्त तद अधीनेशु तद अधीनेशु तद मीन नियर कृष्ण दोज हु आर सर्विंग कृष्ण देयर इज उत्तम उत्तमा भक्ति टू कृष्ण. वी शुड हैव फ्रेंडशिप नॉट वी दोज हु आर इन मध्यम अधिकारी दे शुड हैव फ्रेंडशिप टू मध्यम अधिकारी. हाउ वी नो दैट देयर वर सॉर्ड सिक्स गोस्वामीज. रूप गोस्वामी ऑलवेज कंसिडर्ड हिज एल्डर ब्रदर लाइक हिज गुरुदेव बट विथ मैत्री विथ फ्रेंडशिप. सो ही इज सर्विंग सनातन गोस्वामी विथ फ्रेंडशिप बट समथिंग मोर. सो फ्रेंडशिप विथ सर्विस क्या विथ सर्व फ्रेंडशिप देर इज फ्रेंडशिप विथ सनातन गोस्वामी बट इन सब नोट लाइक ए गुरु देन ही इज मिक्सिंग विथ रघुनाथ भट्ट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इन वॉट वे फ्रेंडशिप बट इक्वली गिविंग देम इक्वल ऑनर बट टू रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एंड जीव गोस्वामी दे आर लाइक डिसाइपल्स ऑफ सिद्धरूप गोस्वामी बट इवन देर इज फ्रेंडशिप. सो इन थ्री क्लासेस ऑफ वैष्णव दोज हुआर सुपीरियर दोर हुआर इक्वल एंड दोज हुआर सम जूनियर बट थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ फ्रेंडशिप विल बी देयर विथ सुपीरियर सर्विंग मोड ऑलवेज ओबेइंग देम गिविंग देम मोर ऑनर एंड टू equal like playing like Krishna is playing with Shubhal Sakha Madhumangal Sridham Sudham. So he will like Raghunath Das Goswami like Gopal Bhatt Goswami they are all very what perfect Vaishnav associates of Krishna. So they have so much honor for Rupa Goswami but Rupa Goswami always give them honor as a friend, each other. But sometimes he rebukes to Jiva Goswami. Sometimes he
chastises
also. He chastises him. Though he is Siddha Mahatma. How we should do, I will explain it tomorrow in class, very elaborately. Today is now, time is over, and it is very wet for me to speak so much. So I will do it tomorrow. But I will tell something. Today is Akshay Tritiya, third Monday, what? Akshay Tritiya. Tritiya means?
Means the third day of the
rising
moon.
Moon. But today, the first Satyug was begin from this day. And Brahma created some corn like jaw, barley today. So in India, the barley plants are given to Krishna, offered. And also as sattu means kya?
Barley flour.
And it is fried.
Yes.
After they fry it, after that they...
In India, our sons and races don't wanted to cook anything. So they used to take this very easily, anywhere, this thing. So Brahma created this barley first, very powerful thing and very easily digest and gives so energy. So he created this day. And today in Jagannath Puri, a big festival will be done, Snan Jatra. Chandan Jatra. You know that Madhavendra Puri brought some sandalwood and he was serving Khichura Gopinath. How? So everywhere in South India and Jagannath Puri, sandalwood is
grounded
and it is given to Thakurji, because summer season is coming. So, from this day. Also, some Nauka Bilas is done in Nandeshwar at Jagannath.
Boat festival
of Krishna. Like Krishna used to do in Manasi Ganga and anywhere in Jamuna also. Today, the door of Badrinarayan in Himalayas is open for 6 months. Everywhere covered with snow. Everywhere. So in this winter season, they left this place and they come to a safe place. And today, they go back, barf ko hatate hue.
They take away the snow.
Snow and they go anyhow. Today, everywhere in the whole temple, it is covered with snow. But they will take it out and they will begin today and open the door and so many... Shraddhalu person will come to see. Our Gurudev has just started this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti this very day. And at that day in Calcutta, Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, at that time Abhay Charanarvinda Prabhu was present there. He is one of the founding members of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti.
Paramahansa
Maharaj. There were three. And now Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti is spreading all over the whole world. But not as a sectarian or anything. Only to prove that Vedanta is only bhakti. In India, generally, people used to know that Vedanta is Gyan, knowledge only. And what? Nirvishesh Gyan. Krishna has no shape, God has no shape, no attributes, no quality, no body, nothing, no shape. And this was called Vedanta. But Srila Jiva Goswami has proved, Baldev Prabhu has proved, our Guru Maharaj has proved, all our acharyas in line, they have proved that Vedanta is bhakti. Bhakti is Vedanta. It is the essence of whole, all epics, that is Ved, Upanishad, all Puran. We need to preach this. Guru Maharaj has established this. And also he gave our name, Bhakti Vedanta Bhaman, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj also. And that very Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj has preached everywhere real bhakti, that this is Vedanta. So this day is very important. If you begin anything today, chanting, remembering, diksha, initiation, or any auspicious thing, it will be for transcendental and for ever, eternal. So it is called Akshaya Tritiya. We are very fortunate to remember this day, very sacred day. I wish that all who are attending classes, your bhakti, your all established souls should be eternal.
God Pramanande
Hari Lo. Bless.